I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. The people of Gaza tried to return to normal today. They crowded into mosques for the first Friday prayers since Israel stopped its offensive in Gaza. But returning to normal is proving quite difficult there at the moment. More than 1,000 Palestinians, many of them civilians, died during the offensive, and much of Gaza lies in ruins. Mark Garlasco of Human Rights Watch is in Gaza right now. He's there to study how the conflict was fought on both sides. His team is investigating the way Israel used white phosphorus shells during the 22-day conflict. Israel denies using the shells illegally in crowded civilian areas, but Garlasco says his team has discovered evidence to the contrary.
It's been quite a stark scene, and time again we're finding that white phosphorus has not only been used, but been used in quite densely populated civilian areas, finding shells in people's homes, in schools. Lots and lots of fires had been caused and numerous civilians dead.
We have Yigal Palmor, the Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesperson, speaking to the BBC earlier today about white phosphorus. Let's hear what he has to say.
Parts of the Gaza Strip are open battlefield, and I'm not going to go into the specific circumstances of each and every incident because I haven't investigated that, and neither have you. I will content myself with quoting the words of the ICRC, the International Red Cross, that was quoted a couple of days ago in the New York Times, saying that they have no evidence of illegal use of white phosphorus in Gaza, and they will refrain from making any comments pending further investigation.
Mark Garlasco, what is your response to the Israeli Foreign Ministry comments there? I mean, the ICRC had talked about further investigation. Ultimately, whose responsibility is it to investigate this, and how objective are they?
Well, Human Rights Watch is calling for an international investigation. We do not believe that either Israel or Hamas can effectively investigate the conflict here. I actually have interesting history with the spokesman that you just noted there. I ran into him in the BBC bureau last week, and we had a very interesting conversation after he had misquoted the Red Cross, stating that they had given the IDF a clean bill of health and then had to provide him with the ICRC's actual statement, which just says that since we have not been in the Gaza Strip to investigate it, we cannot state whether it is lawful or not. I'm here now, and I've looked at it, and it's clearly been an unlawful use. I mean, just to give you an example, I was in a house today. And there's a hole in the roof of the house. It's a family of 14 people living in that house when a white phosphorus shell went through. I've seen the remnants of the shell. It's clearly white phosphorus. When it exploded inside the second story of their home, it spread fire all over, basically melting four children and the father. What I saw today in that house clearly shows to me that the use was unlawful.
Now, you and Human Rights Watch are investigating a lot to do with the technology of the battlefield, Mark. What are the kinds of human rights issues, for instance, allegations that Hamas in Gaza has been injuring Fatah members there? Who investigates that?
That's a really great point, and that's something that we have been looking into. Not only are we looking at problems with the Israeli Defense Forces, but also violations by Hamas, whether those be the firing of Qassams against civilians, shielding, hiding weapons in mosques and other protected places, fighting from protected places, and also Palestinian and Palestinian violence. I mean, we've had an awful lot of testimony in just the last few days about members of Hamas finding people that they either believe are still part of Fatah or support them or assist them in some way, killing some, injuring others. Some, in fact, testimony has come from hospitals. And so we're building just a large amount of testimony that eventually we're going to put out in numerous reports on this conflict. But, you know, this is the kind of thing that we do here. We have four researchers in country right now, and we're extraordinarily busy from the earliest part of the morning until the wee hours of night, getting very little sleep. But when it comes down to it, this is the kind of really detailed human rights investigation that needs to be done.
Mark Garlasco, senior military analyst at Human Rights Watch, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure, and we're going to be here on the ground in Gaza for quite some time. There's a lot of work to do.